Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Power up, give our power rankings in the NFL. We do that at 12:40. What do you say here, BT, before we get back to the close? You had a little note?
I got a little something for you here from Joel Sherman.
Okay.
So obviously a very well-trusted, respected source. The Mets could consider moving outfielder Brandon Nimmo this offseason. Quote, the word that I heard shared by an AL official is that the Mets have spitballed the thought about moving on from Nimmo and how much they might have to eat contractually to make that happen.
Yeah, where is that now? That just came out?
I just saw that. It's come out within the last hour or so. It's attributed to Joel. I saw it on one of these aggregating sites. I don't know where it originated from.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I even trust that.
Well, I mean, either way, it's out there.
Come on, why are you going on the fan with these aggregator sites?
What? Are you getting on me for giving you news? Come on.
Yeah,
Joel Sherman's attached to it.
Well, I mean, the Joel Sherman, that's why I'm questioning it, because I have not seen it. Usually that would pop into the feed here. You see anything about the Post? By the way, speaking of the Post, rest in peace, Larry Brooks. He passed away today. Hall of Fame hockey writer, legendary hockey writer.
Torts. Him and Torts would do breakdowns. Those guys. Yeah, I saw. Very sad. 75.
Yeah,
I know that they thought he had a little more time. Boomer was talking about that. Great writer, no doubt.
But that's where I've seen a lot of the content from. I haven't seen it on there. I can't trust the aggregators. Anyway, they should be. Point is, this is something I brought up in season. These moves, these decisions are not easy. If you want to upgrade the defense, Brandon Nimmo is not a good defensive player. So one way to do that would be trying to move on from him. And also, even if you had to pay some of that salary, you still would save whatever it is that he has left. It's a sunk cost.
So yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Whatever you get back from that, it just frees you up a little bit. Not that they need that, but okay, you rid yourself of a contract that David Stearns would not have done. So I'm okay with that, if that is accurate from Joel Sherman of the Post, saying that the Mets have at least inquired.
Somebody attributing to Joel. Joel didn't tweet that, just to be clear. Somebody said that.
Also, I'm saying, but it might have come from one of his articles or maybe a podcast.
Or conversation at the winter meetings right now. This just dropped an hour or so ago. Go ahead, you got something there, Hoff? What do you got? Oh, you're putting your hand up. Okay.
Just 5 years.
I mean, here's what, thank you, 5 years, thank you. So 5 years in Nimmo, that's a problem. And by the way, you said this 2 months ago, that you'd be open to this. And I think what this shows at the very least here, and I'd like to see the Yankees think out of the box with Giancarlo Stanton, something we touched on earlier. I know he's got a no trade. You'd have to approach him. He'd have to acquiesce. You know, whether it's even trading Jazz, whether it's trying to get out of Nimmo's contract here. There are just, I feel like this could be a transformative offseason, more so for the Mets. I think they've got more to do, but transformative in the sense in bringing in a lot more players, both teams, but also doing things that aren't just sign this free agent or do this conventional move. Like, I think a lot's on the table for both of these teams, which is
as it
welcome
should be.
Thought.
It's not just as simple as, just adding the free agents. Brett is calling from New York. What's up, Brett?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good. What's up?
You guys were talking about Kettle Marte earlier. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that situation, it all had to do with, they all had a plan to have him have a whole bunch of games off, but he kept choosing to take games off after the All-Star break in the most important games, and they just felt like they couldn't rely on him.
Okay. I mean, look, we're not on top of that every single day. We heard about some of the stuff. You were telling me before.
His home was burglarized shortly after the incident with his mom, who passed away tragically in a car accident years before that.
Right. So now I don't know. And thank you for the call, Brett, and for the insight there. I don't know the exact inner workings of what was going on with Arizona. All we could go based off of is that Arizona seems to be making a player that is good and under team control at a good cost, a good value. For a while, they seem to be making him available.
Yeah.
And he's missed a bunch of games the last two seasons. So I'm not going to say that he's a bad guy or that I wouldn't want him. Based on production, all that stuff, I think that you can make a case for him. Maybe the Mets more so than the Yankees. I don't think he's a fit with the Yankees unless they move on from Jazz. And even with the Mets, I would have more pressing issues than trying to get Marte. I'd take him, but I don't know the inner workings of all that. I'm sure the Mets or Yankees or whoever else is interested would do their due diligence. But generally, if you're seeing a team that could use him and he's been productive for that team and he's not of high cost and there were some potential issues or rumblings of it, it makes you wonder at least a little bit.
Well, I also think you're talking about a team that's got to be very, very buttoned up and diligent with their finances here. So this was 2024. I just wanted to punch this up. I was looking for 2025, but it obviously bleeds into last season. You're looking at the Dodgers, the Mets. Here's 2025. Dodgers, Mets, Phillies, Yankees, Cubs, top five. Obviously, San Diego, Toronto spent some money. But the year before, the Diamondbacks were top 10, and that is something they very rarely are. Now, they dropped down to 20th highest payroll the year ago, which is where they probably want to reside. They want to be in that Baltimore, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Guardians territory. And, you know, by the way you do that, if those are the restraints that you have to operate within, you get rid of a player who's pretty damn good, like Marte.
Dude, think about the amount that Marte is going to cost them. I just pulled it up here annually. $14 million last year. Okay.
Peanuts.
So moving forward. $16 million, $12 million, $20 million, $22 million. That's at age 35. $22 million at 36, age 36. Player option for $11 million at age 37. For a player of his production... Now, I could see getting ahead of the curve and saying, well, at age 35, is it going to be worth $20 million? That's, in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. A player like that on the open market, if he were on the open market a few years ago, even now, he's getting, I would think, more than that per year. $16 million for this upcoming season? $12 million next year?
Yeah, that's a big drop. That's a very strangely structured contract to go down and then go up, basically $4 million after that.
Well,
that's
help them in the short term.
Well, that's true. You get a little flexibility. Listen, I don't know. I don't pretend to know, and we'll get more and more as we get closer to this. But, like, what's the ramifications of the pending work stoppage, which I strongly believe is going to happen? I've said that for over a year. I think it's a very common thought now. And they might be looking at, like, if there's a floor or if there's whatever's implemented that we don't really know yet, they're probably trying to get ahead of this. I mean, it's got to be about the money and not about the player. That is, you know, do I want, let's say, the Yanks or Mets, you know, do I want him making $20-something million when, in what year is that, 2030, did you say, would be the option?
Yeah.
Or 2029? I mean, not really. I mean, that's now you're getting to a number that is, you know, you're still going to have Freed, you're still going to have Judge, you're going to have some other big ones. So, not saying it's perfect, but, you know, if you could get them, listen, the Marlins ate $10 million on Stanton. Now, that hasn't really been applied yet because we're just at that point in the contract now. But if the Marlins could do that, who have less resources than the Diamondbacks could shave off a few bucks for Marte. Why not?
BT and Sal on the Fan. We will power up when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.